Tom, we can head downstairs for Geelong Marine World. Cruising, fishing or fun, get on the water with Geelong Marine World. And here's Renee Gehring.
Hey guys, we've got Mark O'Connor down here. Thanks, Mark, for your time. Firstly, obviously, pre-season game. What's the key things you take out of that? Obviously, scoreline, close one in the end, but what's the key things?
Yeah, basically to get that rust in us out, I think. We had a few key things that we wanted to work on, and we probably could have done them a bit better, I think. But again, it's March, and we're just trying to get the rust in us out, I think.
And first half for you, was that just a planned management thing in terms of getting your body right for round one?
Yeah, it was. I think I'm going to play in a VFL game again on Friday, so I'm just trying to get a bit more footy in, and coming back from an injury now and stuff. So it was planned before the game, and then Jack came in and did a very good job as well. So yeah, it was all planned.
Mark, it's Ian Cohen up here, Ben Casnelia, and also Tom Lonergan as well. Conditions looked absolutely perfect. We're a little surprised that there wasn't a bit more scoring by the Cats. Obviously, the Bombers had their run on, and it looked like when the Bombers were scoring, they certainly had fast feet. They really kept you on your toes.
Yeah, absolutely. Conditions were actually perfect out here, and it's a very open field, so we were probably expecting a bit more wind than that. And it's probably a bit surprising that we didn't have as much skill on show. It was probably wasn't the best game to watch in the first half, I think. But again, it is March, and hopefully the skills will improve come round one.
When we spoke to Mark Harvey, one of the Essendon assistant coaches, he talked about the fact that the Bombers were trying to move it very, very quickly. Did you get that sense out there that they've taken another step this year in terms of the speed with which they moved the Sherrin?
Yeah, I think they always have moved it really quickly. They were always really potent in attack. I do think they attacked well up the corridor today, and it's really hard to scramble as backs, as Domsey would probably know. But, yeah, they did that a bit today, and, just trying to cope with that is great.
Merrick, how are you, mate? I thought you guys down back were under the pump quite a bit, but well done in your efforts. How is the turf toe? I know you had lingering for a while. How is that going, mate?
Yeah, it's going well, mate. Just back into full training last week and that, so just trying to get a bit of footy under my belt and trying to get skills up to scratch around this time of year. So it's going well.
And I just mentioned before you come on, do you think this year maybe? I mean, all teams are trying to get up and going for round one, but this year you guys did go deep in finals last year with Joel and Mitch and a few other guys like yourself who have had limited pre-season. Might be a bit of a slow builder into the season. Do you think that's something that you might try to hit your best footy later in the year? Obviously, everyone does, but is that something you guys may be aware of?
Yeah, maybe. And you never really know what kind of shape the team is in until round one, but I think we have a lot of guys returning at the right time. And again, selection's going to be really hard on the coaches and whoever else is involved in that. So, we'll still be confident going into round one, but again, you never really know.
Mm. Mark, it's down here in Colac. It's a long way from County Kerry. What are your thoughts of Colac? Do you like it?
Yeah, I don't mind it, actually. We spent last week down here in the community camp, and we visited a few cafes, a few schools and things like that. It's not bad. The drive down here isn't bad either.
Do you enjoy the clinics? What pearls of wisdom do you offer up the little fellas when they're asking you? What do you offer them?
Oh, I'm still learning, man. So I'm not great at dishing out wisdom at this stage. But it's all good fun with the kids, and they really enjoy it. So
from up where we're sitting here, the oval looks in superb condition. Was it like that to play on?
Yeah, it was really good conditions all around today. The deck was really nice. It wasn't too hard, but it was still firm. It was in perfect conditions.
What about those lights just beaming over there on the outer side?
Yeah, no, they actually, when they came on before the game, I was actually a bit distracted, but I kind of forgot about it then once we played. I thought they actually would be a bit of an issue, but no, it actually turned out that it was all good.
Tell us about your journey now to round one, or hopefully round one. You said you might be playing some VFL this coming weekend. Who's managing you, and how are you being managed, and what's the likelihood we'll see you in round one?
Yeah, again, look, I'm not really sure what way the coaches are looking. I'm still going to have to perform, obviously, in that. So, hopefully play a good game on Friday, and hopefully I'll be a bit less rusty than I felt I was today. So, it's all up for grabs. There's spots up for grabs and everyone's competing hard for them.
Oh, well, good luck with your competition to try and grab one of your spots. We appreciate you jumping on with Renee for the players' post-match comments. Always nice talking to you. So what did you call Merrick? You called him Merrick, is that right?
Merrick.
Tom, is that...
Here we go again.
Yeah, we've had this story on Carrick.
Yeah, that's right. No, if you're just tuning in late, then this is the story to be had. No, we'll let you go, Mark. We appreciate it. Thank you very much. And good luck, obviously, in your quest to be a part of the round one senior lineup.
Right off. Thanks very much, fellas.
Cheers. There he is. Mark, you keep calling him Mark O'Connor there for Geelong Marine World. Cruising, fishing, or fun. Get on the water with Geelong Marine World.